Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
We have had a brilliant showing in this year's Guinness Book of World Records. The Late Late Show has two entries, one for a Kaylee in Croker and the other one for becoming the world's longest running TV chat show. Fair play. 15-year-old Killian O'Connor from Meath set a record for the most magic tricks performed in 1 minute by someone under 16. Incredible. Well done, Killian. And we can now cross now to Cora O'Brien, who's going to tell us about another Guinness World Record that she has won on behalf of Listowel. Good morning, Cora.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Congratulations on your Guinness World Record.
Thank you so much. We're absolutely delighted.
I would say so. Will you please tell everybody what Listowel and you guys did to win your Guinness World Record? What's it in?
So it is the largest gathering of people dressed as Dolly Parton.
Yes! Incredible Guinness World Record to hold. Now, what is your number? What did you get? How many people did you get along?
So officially, we had 959 people dressed as Dolly Parton.
Which, by the way, smashed the previous record of 250.
Well, we set the record. In order to set the record, you have to have 250 people.
Oh, I see. I gotcha.
Yeah, so we actually set the record, which is a great achievement. It's not an easy thing to do to achieve a Guinness World Record. There's lots of guidelines and regulations to follow.
That is true.
So we did have 1,137 people come true, but only 959 made the cut because of the regulation.
You see, this is what I find amazing, that like there are 160 people who made the effort to get dressed up as Dolly Parton, to go along to Listowel in County Kerry to take part in the largest gathering of people dressed as Dolly Parton, and 160 people didn't meet the criteria for the Guinness World Records. I mean, do you know what they fell down on, like?
Well, their outfit may not have been exactly as the picture. So everybody had to dress up in an outfit that Dolly would have worn in a public performance.
Right.
And so if something was off a little bit, then we couldn't obviously put them through. So maybe their shoes weren't right.
Right, God.
Yeah.
So you had to be picky about it.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
So 959 official Dolly Parton dress-alikes. Obviously, something like this can't just take place in a vacuum. You didn't just do it, you know, and have everybody show up for one photo and then head home. Presumably, there was a lot of Dolly Parton kind of messing going on, was there?
Oh, there was. It was great fun. I mean, the town was just a sea of blonde wigs. It was absolutely fantastic.
Was there music?
There was music. There was line dancing in the square. We had Dolly Partons on horses. They were, of course, in the pubs and the bars, and the community really came behind it. I suppose we're so lucky to be in the community of Listowel. So somebody had given their shop so that we could sell the wigs out of the shop. On the lead up to it, we did a fashion show so that we could show people what to wear. And we had great fun.
And obviously, on the back of all this, it was to raise money for two incredibly deserving charities. So do you want to tell us about that as well?
Yeah, so we raised 74,000, I think, 670 for two charities. So the Kerry Hospice Foundation and Comfort for Chemo. And I suppose, you know, all of us have been touched by cancer, a lot of us on the committee.
Absolutely.
And the, you know, the general public, everybody has had cancer story at this stage. So we were doing it for those that we had lost and those that were going through chemotherapy and those that are still going through it today. So we just hope that the funds that we raised can help in some way.
Well, they definitely will. 74,000 is amazing. And the other great thing about this, apart from everything we've mentioned so far, is that Dolly herself is aware of it, because didn't she send the Dollywood company president over?
Yes, she did. She sent Eugene Nocton. So he does have Irish roots.
You can bet he does, Eugene Nocton.
Yeah. And he came over for the day. He flew in especially. And we have a great relationship with Eugene now. We actually, the committee went to visit him in Nashville and in Dollywood in April of this year. And it's fantastic. And he was absolutely amazing. They donated €10,000 total to the charity as well.
She does some amount of work, in fairness to her, because I know, look, we obviously live in Ireland and we're not touched by this, but she does so much work in relation to school books for kids.
Oh,
a global thing she does, which just, I mean, the amount of books she has sent out to children is literally incredible.
She's larger than Amazon for the distribution of books.
Isn't
I think
that
it was over 250 million books she's donated.
Wow.
She's an absolutely amazing woman. And to be honest, I didn't know that much about her until we started this. But she is absolutely incredible, an amazing person.
And where did the idea for the Dolly Parton thing come from? I mean, did somebody just suggest it in a committee meeting one day that, you know, well, hang on, Dolly's doing some cool stuff, we could do that? I mean, it has to come from somewhere.
Well, we did do a record in 2012, so that was for the largest gathering of people dressed as nuns.
And Cora and Lestole, you guys are amazing. You're absolutely amazing.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the community here in Lestole.
It
we
certainly
could not
is.
Do with a, without them. They just get behind everything. And I think that's the fabulous thing of being in a community like this, because everybody gets behind it, everyone.
Well, so the nuns dress up was done. So you had experience of doing that. And was that the kind of committee meeting? It was like, what can we dress up as this time?
Exactly, yeah. And one of the girls in the committee is a huge Dolly Parton fan, Mag. So it's all up to, thanks to Mag.
Fair play to Mag. That's
said,
brilliant.
Why don't we do Dolly Parton? And we were like, oh yeah, that could be a bit of fun. So that's where it all came from.
Well, Cora, it's an absolutely fantastic result to find yourselves in the Guinness Book of World Records. So when people get it for Christmas, this is always the way in my house, that kids absolutely love it. They'll see a picture of a load of dollies in there. You're in the Guinness Book of World Records. You are proud Guinness World Record holders. And of course, the other side of things, €74,000 plus raised for two incredible charities, the Kerry Hospice Foundation and Comfort for Chemo Kerry. Cora O'Brien, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the Guinness Book of World Records. And I will look forward to hearing what the next Lestole record is.
Yeah, you never know, Dave. Stay tuned.
All right. Thanks so much, Cora. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.